Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a musical celestial road trip.
To heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and you are listening to a live recording of Denise Sauter and Friends performing last Saturday at the 7th Annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau. As we do each year at this time, we'll be talking about jazz and listening to the musicians from this past weekend. And we will be performing some live jazz music for you here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, because Denise Sauter is here to sing for you with her husband Charlie Sauter on bass, UW Marathon County's Jeff Erickson on saxophone, and Scott Stieber of the River Valley Jazz Society on piano, and I will be sitting in on guitar. You'll also hear from Saturday night's Jazz Festival headliner, violinist Randy Sabine, with music selections from Friday night headliners, the Sid Kyler Jazz Band and the John Greiner Quintet, and Tim Buchholz's UWMC Jazz Central Voices. Because of the special nature of this program, we will not be taking calls from listeners, so sit back, relax, and let's talk about jazz. Denise Sauter, tell us about your band Saturday night. Who's performing with you?
Oh, well, it was a blast. There were seven of us on stage, and Charlie, my husband, was playing bass, and I had Christine Salerno from Green Bay. She was a jazz instructor at UWGB and currently works at teaches music at Notre Dame Academy. She was on keyboards, and Kelvin Casper was on guitar from Nina. And we had Mark Piasecki on saxophone and Patrick Phelan from Wausau on trumpet. And Tony Wagner was with us on drums from Waupaca. So I think I got everyone.
It's really a kind of an eclectic mix of people at this festival every year. People mm-hmm. come in and go. And, of course, Charlie will be performing with us later today.
Yes.
He's an awesome bass player, incidentally. I can say that about him because he's not in the room.
He's been playing for a long time, played professionally in the Minneapolis area.
Well, you two work together. You really collaborate. You've developed your sound together. Tell us about that.
Well, music has been a part of both of our lives since we were little kids. And so, you know, when you get to know someone and you have the musical shared interest, you always bring it together. And our kids grew up listening to jazz and folk music, and you know, it just was always in the house, always has been in the house.
And the two of you lived in Boulder Junction for a while, and you live mm-hmm. in Wausau now.
Yes, we do. Very happy to be in the Wausau area. Love it.
You're a regular performer. Each year you're at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Fest. What do you like about it?
Oh, I think it is, it's a wonderful festival, and primarily for the fact that all of the performers, except for our headliner, are all local musicians. And so it is such a joy to listen to and see the wealth and depth of musical abilities and talent that we have, you know, within really just the Wausau area and close surrounding area.
And Jeff Erickson, you're one of those local musicians who shows up every year at this mm-hmm. festival. It's an unusual institution because it's really devoted to traditional old-time jazz.
You know, that's interesting, Glenn. It's one thing when I moved to the area that I was really surprised is to see how strong the traditional jazz scene is here in Wausau. I would say more so than more mainstream jazz, which is what I tend to play. But, yeah, there's a lot of musicians who do that and been doing it very well for a long time in this area.
You teach music at UW Marathon County. Do you find that young people have an appreciation for the jazz arrangements that their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents listen to, or does it take some education?
You know, both. It does surprise me sometimes. So often people will say that they grew up actually listening to their parents or grandparents playing swing music or you know, even John Coltrane sometimes. It's a little bit of a surprise. But I do find when I'm teaching my ensembles that I also have a lot of kids who have mainly listened to pop and rock, and so they have to kind of get used to the stylistic differences because there are a couple.
You know, when I was a kid, and I'm in my 60s, I'd be listening to Cream and the Rolling Stones, and yep. I remember my dad saying, the big bands are coming back. Well, he was right, you know?
Yeah,
he was
right. Yep. Yeah, it's you know, our group over here has really grown in the last couple of years, and actually I've been doing a little bit of writing for that too, so even that jazz composition aspect of it too, there are people writing great charts for big bands now, you know, so the big band era is not really dead.
Scott Stever, tell us about the role the River Valley Jazz Society plays in this annual festival, which is now in its seventh year.
Yeah, we just finished our seventh year, Glenn. The Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival has been a collaboration from the get-go between the local River Valley Jazz Society, which I'm happy to lead, and for about, 25 years or so the Jazz High has been around, and this has been the beginning of their efforts in collaboration with the brewery, Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau, to bring live jazz, keep live jazz alive, and promote funding for our student scholarships in the area.
Talk about that.
Yeah, student scholarships in the area cover the Wausau Conservatory of Music and also UWMC Jazz Music Department. And every year we have a handful of scholarships given to both groups.
Now, this is a free festival. You bring together 13 bands and musical ensembles. How do you coordinate all of that? And since it's free, how do you pay for it?
Well, payment comes at the door or from our and mostly from our sponsors as well. So that goes into donations.
And at the door, that means people have to buy the raffle tickets or they have to donate because mm-hmm. anybody can get in for free.
Exactly. So it's glasses, beer mugs, call it that. Also, free will donations at the door in appreciation for the entertainment they'll receive.
Now, the festival is named after Sid Kyler, a jazz pioneer, a great horn player who started performing for Central Wisconsin audiences in 1947. And he continued performing right until his death 2 years ago. The Sid Kyler Jazz Band still performing. They headlined Friday night. So let's listen to them perform one of Sid's favorites, the Washington and Lee Swing. Clarinetist Louis Pratt and bassist Roger Pickering played with Sid for six decades, if you can believe that. You're also listening to Dwayne Askew on sax, Ray Kramer on piano. David Keefe was sitting on drums that night. I'm playing the guitar, and Ben Peterson, who is keeping the tradition alive on trumpet, Scott Stever.
Yeah, it's great to have Ben lead the band again, along with Dwayne. I work with all these guys. The whole band has been around and has been a strong influence in maintaining, keeping jazz alive and forward.
You know, the cool thing about Dixieland, which is really the oldest form of jazz, how wild and free it is. You can get four people at once all soloing at the same time. They're all playing off of each other's energy, all blowing as hard as they can. Let's listen to Ted Arestat on trombone. Jeff Erickson, this, of course, was a musical art form that was perfected by Louis Armstrong back in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you can just hear the joy that just comes through in the music. That's one thing that You know, I teach a jazz history class here at the university, and my students always comment on just how fun and upbeat the music is. It really comes through, and these performers were here. Yeah, it goes all the way back to Louis and Buddy Bolden before him. Down New Orleans.
And you can hear all those New Orleans influences, the syncopated rhythm, the marching band rhythm, the brass section. Often a tuba will be doing the bass lines.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's just it's wonderful music. It really is.
And what's amazing, Denise Sauter, is how many of these Dixieland bands are plying their trade in Wisconsin. The Bridge Street Dixieland Review, Restoration Jazz, the New Orleans Hothouse Jazz Band, and the Swing City Dance Band. They all performed this past weekend.
Yes, yes. It's like Jeff was saying, I mean, it's wonderful. It's infectious music. You know, it's lots of fun to listen to, and it's so awesome that these bands are still doing it and keeping it alive.
And you will be performing with the Restoration Jazz Band.
Yes, yes. I have the wonderful opportunity of performing with the Restoration Jazz Band that was at the Sid Kyler Jazz Festival. And their singer, Michelle Grage Smith, is actually overseas right now. So I was invited to sit in with them at Three Lakes. We're going to be performing with Scott Stieber on keys also at the oh my goodness, I can't remember the name of the park.
Put it on your Facebook page.
Yes, I will, but it's a concert in the park. And so that's next Tuesday.
Well, a guy who really likes old-style traditional jazz and roots music is Randy Sabine, who is a phenomenal talent, and he put on just a wonderful show Saturday night. I had a chance to talk to Randy that night. We're going to listen to that interview as we listen to his band. That's Randy on violin, Matt Bookman of UW-Stevens Point on piano, and a couple of guys from Lawrence University, bassist Mark Ernest and drummer Dean Richeson.
I like old style stuff, you know. I'm really rooted in blues and swing, and you know, playing the violin. Of course, I'm rooted in folkier elements, but you know, I've tailored my set tonight to reflect the spirit of the theme of the Jazz Fest. So I'll be, you know, doing a little bit of kind of Stuff Smith material. I'll be doing a little more traditional tunes, you know. I won't be going into the fiddle realm, which, you know, I can do when the moment is right. And I don't have my triple fiddles, so it's not going to have that Western swing sound. So I'm paring it down to reflect the spirit of the music, and that's fine with me.
What is it about these old American pop standards, the things written by Gershwin and Cole Porter and Fats Domino? This music has lasted forever.
Well, it came about because of the blending of this really unique set of circumstances, you know, a bunch of different threads coming together, and it kind of reached a peak of craftsmanship. You know, the Cole Porter, the names you mentioned, Cole Porter, Gershwin, the craftsmanship of the song, Duke Ellington. I mean, you know, we know all those names. I mean, the height of jazz composition. I mean, they were developing that music just in the same way that, you know, the Beatles developed rock and roll into a very sophisticated thing. And, you know, these musicians developed this music, and it's just fun to tap into that. I mean, it's very deep. It's a deep well. That's why we keep coming back to it.
And as you mentioned, there were a lot of different threads that came into the evolution of that music. These guys were all listening to each other, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, being a fiddle player, I think of what Bob Wills did, how he picked up on all those threads and created the style of Western swing. But if you're in New Orleans and you're hearing blues on the guitar and you're hearing ragtime piano and you play the trumpet, and you're going to get in on that action, and then you're going to become Louis Armstrong, you know, and marching bands into the street bands and then you got Count Basie up in Kansas City. I mean, it just, when the radio started, I mean, it chronicles the history of our country, really, and it's a deep culture, and that's why we like it.
It's Randy Sabine on violin, Matt Bookman on piano, Mark Ernest on bass, Dean Richardson on drums at the River Valley Jazz Festival in Wausau Saturday night. Scott Stieber, what does it say about your festival that you're able to attract big-name headliners like Randy Sabine?
Mm-hmm. We're evolving, Glenn. We're moving from a strong local base and reaching out to the region.
Now, Randy is a fixture each year at John Altenberg's Christmas concert at the Grand Theater in Wausau. This year, he says he will have a new CD of Christmas music out in time for the holiday season. He joked that he usually doesn't start thinking about Christmas until December 10th, but he has already been working on the CD for a few months. And Denise, you're working on a new CD, correct?
Well, I've always got ideas in my brain, but I recorded a CD in 2013, and there's two that I would love to do. I would love to do a holiday CD and then a CD of ballads, because I love singing ballads.
Well, Denise, let's listen to one of your selections from Saturday night, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
While tearing up a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but if I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fitting hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be fair. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy treats me so well.
Kind of a naughty song there, Denise.
Yes, it is.
Long tradition of that in jazz.
Yes. Right?
Going back to the blues.
That's true.
This is great music, great lyrics, great chord progressions and melodies. They just don't write them like that anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think I loved what Randy said about the deep well, and that keeps us coming back. Mm-hmm. And the really, for me, one of the beautiful things about jazz, especially performing with a combo, is that it's never the same. It's always different.
That's it. That's it. And if you're doing it the same day after day, you're not doing jazz.
That's right.
It's time to get a day job. Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's what makes the music unique, is that communication that happens back and forth between the musicians. And that's mm-hmm. why, like, the festival is so great, because you can go and you see that. When my students see that, they have a totally different impression of what jazz is about. You know, before that, it's sort of like this music that dead people recorded a long time ago, but they realize, no, this is really about human communication.
And it's continually evolving, and yes, that's another thing that's exciting about it. You never know what you're going to see.
Exactly. You know? You never know how a song's going to end.
Tell us about your guitar player Saturday night.
Oh, Kelvin Casper. He is a dear friend and exceptional guitar player. He was a student at the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point when we first met him and started playing with him. And Kelvin and I figured it's probably been about 10 years now that we've been playing together. And I tell you that the music just oozes from that young man. And he is just, he just feels it. And communication, it's just beautiful. He's just a great guy. Awesome musician.
Scott Stever, we would be remiss if we didn't tell people how they can find out more about the River Valley Jazz Society and volunteer if they want things like this to continue.
Well, it's a click away, Glenn. Check us out on Facebook, River Valley Jazz Society, and we'll be happy to show you the way to reach us and hopefully contribute or sponsor our events in the future.
And Denise, you were particularly fond of a group of singers led by UW-Marathon County's Tim Buchholz, the Jazz Central Voices.
Yes, they are. Tim does an exceptional job. Tim is a gem in Wausau. And when I first heard about him, Jeff and I were just talking about this before the show, and when he has his doctorate in vocal performance, I believe, I hope that's right, Tim, from Miami. And it really is wonderful to have him in the Wausau area. And when I first heard about him, I thought, what is he doing in Wausau? And I'm going to take full advantage of this. So I've actually taken voice lessons from Tim.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Like you need it.
He's helped me a lot. And we're still working on scatting and things like that.
We're going to play a selection by him. And this is kind of another thing that appears to have fallen by the wayside. Smooth as silk harmonies, a cappella jazz cording, multiple voices, very reminiscent of the great vocal arrangements of the 40s and 50s. I'm Glenn Moberg. You are listening to the annual Route 51 Jazz Show, looking at the performers from this past weekend's Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival in Wausau. We're going to head over to Studio B, set up and plug in, and when we come back, Denise Sauter on vocals, Charlie Sauter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stever on piano. I'll be sitting in on guitar, but first, let's listen to Tim Buchholz's UWMC Jazz Central Voices doing a standard made popular by Louis Armstrong.
Of the people passing by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?"
They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry as I watch them grow. They'll learn much more.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like the Chippewa Valley Cultural Center and the Madison Symphony Orchestra. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from the Medical College of Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin Campus, the first medical school in Central Wisconsin, helping to ensure Wisconsinites have access to health care for generations to come.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and you are listening to the annual Route 51 Jazz Show, and you are about to hear some live music from our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. Denise Sauter on vocals, Charlie Sauter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stieber on piano. I'm sitting in on guitar. Here is a great old Duke Ellington standard called Satin Doll.
One, two, three, four.
Cigarette holder, which wigs me over my shoulder. He digs me out, cat. That's enough. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo. Your flipping speaks Latin. That's enough. So I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give it a try, but I ain't for no guy catching me. Switching me, telephone numbers. Oh, well, you know I'm doing my rumbas. We'll go now and then. Try, but I ain't.
vocals, Charlie Sauter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stieber on piano. Live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. And next up, Charlie is already laying down the bass lines. We have a heat wave in central Wisconsin, so let's sing about it. Here's the Gershwin classic, Summertime. Spread your wings. Denise Sutter on vocals, Charlie Sutter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stieber on piano. I'm on guitar, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm Glenn Moberg, and you are listening to our annual jazz show. Now, we have a real treat. You're all familiar with the old Bobby Troup song, popularized by Nat King Cole and the Rolling Stones. This is probably the only musical composition that you can give that credit to. Route 66, Denise has changed the lyrics. So instead of getting your kicks on Route 66, we're going to have some fun on Route 51.
Come on and have some fun on Route south. Feel it breezy, take it easy, that's what it's about. Come on, have some fun on Route 51. Wet and white from the Northwoods to the Gulf. Over 1,200 miles, go on and treat yourself. Come on and have some fun on Route 51. Now you go through Minocqua, Wausau to Rockford, Union City's looking mighty.
Denise Sauter on vocals, Charlie Sauter on bass, Jeff Erickson on sax, Scott Stieber on piano. I'm Glenn Moberg. I'm sitting in on guitar, and we are having some fun on Route 51. It's our annual jazz show looking at the performers from this past weekend, Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. And when we come back, we will hear from the John Greiner Quintet.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Katie's American Indian Arts, Candina's Chocolatier, and Eau Claire Regional Arts Council. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Details at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
And we are back with music from the John Greiner Quintet, recorded last weekend at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. This is a piece of music called Filthy McNasty, Scott Stieber.
Great Horace Silver tune, one of my all-time great idols in jazz piano.
John Greiner is so talented. He's wonderful on the saxophone, wonderful on the clarinet, and he's a wonderful arranger, too.
Yeah, it's great to have John in the area. Kind of brought me back into the into what I could do with my own music a few years ago, and it's great to be part of his festival here and have him with us every year.
And Denise Sauter, we often see John with his big band, the Swing Shift Band, and you have performed with him on a number of occasions.
Yes, I am. I'm the girl singer in the band, along with Dennis Burgess is the boy singer, and Scott is also the keyboard player in that band. But that is fabulous, and John just brings in those old, authentic arrangements of the big band tunes, and it's just a blast. He's introduced me to some just fabulous old music that I never would have known about.
Jeff Erickson, you and John both play the saxophone. Mm-hmm. What is it about that instrument? What is it about that that it appeals to you and touches your soul somehow, so that you wanted to devote your life to it?
Well, you know, I think it kind of in some ways is the prototypical jazz instrument. You can do so much with it tonally in terms of bending the pitch and bending the sounds. It's so much like the human voice. I think that's why the New Orleans musicians we were talking about before, that was one of the instruments they picked up and found that they could make the sounds that they had in their head from their own cultural background. They could make these sounds and blues and all those kinds of wonderful sounds we associate with jazz and blues and rock on the saxophone. It's a great instrument for that.
Who are your biggest influences? Who do you listen to?
Oh, boy, I tell you, I listen to so many people, but I know people have commented, Stan Getz, Dexter Gordon, Wayne Shorter, kind of different influences, but those are all people that you can hear my playing, depending on the context of the tune that I'm, you know, working on.
Scott Stever, who are your influences on piano?
Well, you can start with Horace Silver right there. Definitely Basie and Ellington, but also getting into the even Korea and Hancock and some more contemporary players as well. Bobby Timmons, who had him up.
Denise, who do you listen to? You're a jazz vocalist. Who influenced you, and who are you listening to right now?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I listen to a lot of jazz vocalists, you know, from the 30s all the way to contemporary times. Ella Fitzgerald, of course, one of my biggest influences. Billie Holiday, Julie London, Peggy Lee. You know, just the greats. And then, you know, some instrumentalists also. But, yeah, and Hoagy Carmichael is actually one of my favorite composers.
Great composer.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Up a Lazy River,
yep.
Old Rockin' Chair, Stardust.
Yep, so many.
Yep. You know, Denise mentioned listening to horn players, but as a horn player, one of the people I love listening to is Sarah Vaughan.
Yes.
And, you know, in terms of phrasing a melody and
great scat singer.
Oh, yeah.
You ever hear his song, Shulebop, from the 50s?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it goes both ways, too.
Well, we are almost out of time, unfortunately. So, Scott, I want you to get the word out once more about the River Valley Jazz Festival and what people need to do if they're going to volunteer and help you out.
We're looking forward to our 8th annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival in Wausau in probably July of 2017. Please keep in touch with Facebook for the details.
And it's the River Valley Jazz Society, and you do have a Facebook page. It's easy to find.
Yes.
And Denise, where are you going to be performing next?
I will be performing next Tuesday with Scott and the Restoration Jazz Band up in Three Lakes at a concert in the park. And also Pete Stoltman on drums, Lee Cusero on bass, Mark Piasecki will be on saxophone, and Bill Grove will be on trombone. So
Lee's a great bass player, and his son Tony is an awesome drummer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Erickson, what's next for you?
Well, I've got a couple of things over in La Crosse. I do quite a bit of playing over there, so the La Crosse Jazz Orchestra has got a couple concerts coming up there, so next 2 weeks.
And we are out of time. Taking us on the way out, some traveling music, as Jackie Gleason would have said. Randy Sabine on violin, Mark Ernest on bass, Dean Richardson on drums, and Matt Bookman on piano. We want to thank today's guests and performers, vocalist Denise Sauter, bassist Charlie Sauter, saxophonist Jeff Erickson, and pianist Scott Stever of the River Valley Jazz Society. Thanks also to Randy Sabine for his contributions and the Sid Kyler Jazz Band. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to executive producer and our audio engineer, Rick Ryer. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. John Altenberg will be one of our guests next week as our month of music continues on Route 51 with a program about the past glories, present state, and future challenges of the music industry. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we are heading out of town.